7:18, got some showers at times. You know, this is the best way to look at weather. Everybody's got these computer models and everything else. What's it doing? There you go. High about 60 a little bit later on. Tech Talk Thursday. We've got Oliver. We've got Tara. We've got Nate. Say hey.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, absolutely.
Thank you.
Hey. What's up? What's up? What's up, guys? So we've got something big that's happening. We want to get, let's jump right into it. Happening tomorrow night.
Let's jump right into it.
Yeah, thanks, get real close to that baby.
I'm getting even closer than
I was. All right, there
you
go.
We're here to talk about lasers at the library, 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night, downtown Eugene Public Library. Your friends at the Library Recreation and Cultural Services City Department are throwing a retro future sci-fi laser tag party for all ages. We've got laser tag brought to you by Crossfire Laser Tag on the second floor.
Okay.
And we're pretty much trying to reimagine the way that the public is allowed to engage with the public spaces such as the library by completely transforming it. So Tara, tell us a little bit about that.
You go, Tara. Go.
We're really excited. We're going to have Blair Alley down there. They're actually already down there. If you've been there, there's some consoles. I've been really told that I say consoles and I've been shamed. So consoles there. A bunch of vintage arcade games have been popped up. We're going to have VR and some Oculus Go's out there. We're going to have food trucks, DJs, just a bunch of activations and programming to, as Oliver said, just reimagine the space. We have Day One Collective coming out. They're a really awesome fabrication group in town. And we're really excited to just kind of deck out the first and second floor. So it'll be interactive, engaging, and of course fun.
Yeah, we got the lighting by Day One. They're going to be doing our DJ lighting downstairs, and then they are also going to be reimagining all of the lighting that's already in the library currently. We have Doug Wilson Lighting and Sound that's doing a bunch of lighting throughout the whole space, first and second floor. Second floor, we're doing a black light party, mostly by Doug Wilson. And then we also have some awesome projection mapping by Kiki, last name.
Protzman.
Kiki Protzman, who's going to be killing that on multiple floors.
And our beloved Mark Davis, having King Pong coming out. We just saw the signage, and it is pretty amazing. So we're just really excited for people to come out and enjoy themselves. It's a free event, 6 to 9 p.m., uh-huh. And it's on Friday. So a great way to end spring break. You're coming through.
So we're talking about the once upon a time going to the library, listening to some quiet music, and that's not what tomorrow night is about.
That's quite a thing different. Of the past.
I mean, you're really decking it out, right?
Yeah, we're really trying to transform the space, and hopefully we do a pretty good job of it. It's the idea for the event started because we work for the city, and the city folk kind of hosted this, I guess it was a get-to-know-each-other
party. It's like
party.
A summit.
Yeah, a summit of
makes
sorts.
Makes it sound cooler.
And they did a scavenger hunt in the library, and we were using all these proxy access cards to get in all the doors you never get access to and run around, try to take pictures with all these things using all the back entryways. And we were like, man, the whole library felt like a jungle gym, and I was used to it being kind of like a quiet, meditative reading, maker lab type space situation where you don't interact with anybody. And we were like, well, this is awesome and something that shouldn't be just for us. We wanted to see if we could create a similar experience for your everyday Eugenian.
Sure, absolutely. So it's free 6 to 9 tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And what the thing that caught my ear was VR. It's cool. It's here. It's now, and it's getting better all the time, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Going in between the arcade vintage style from Blair Alley, and then having a little bit of that, the VR headsets that are brought to you by the library's Makers Lab is going to be an awesome mixture, I think.
And for every forever kid, I mean, laser tag has like a special place in all of our nostalgic, beautiful hearts. So I'm hoping that folks can really come out and play again. It's all ages, so it'll be fun to see everybody interact and have a great time.
Actually, we should say the laser tag is 10 and up.
Uh-oh. So you must be this tall to ride the
ride.
But
you'll handle that at sign up, right?
Okay.
We're going to have to.
Want to make sure. Yeah, exactly. All right. So Oliver, thank you. Yeah. Tara, thank you. Nate, great to meet you. Rory, it's you.
Absolutely. You can join the conversation and learn more about all the things we talked about today at eugenetech.org. That's eugenetech.org.
All right. Super duper. Tech Talk Thursday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.